Yeah, I might be overstating the obvious, but did everybody have a piece of that shutout last night?
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. I thought, while we didn't ask Connor Hellebuyck to be overly busy, the two or three saves that he made on the PK is the difference, right? The Smothers' rebound control was very, very solid. They had action early with heavy net front presence, and he fought through it, and then it kind of settled into the game. I think for our game as a group was built, I thought maybe we were a little bit tight early in that and how we moved the puck, and then maybe a little bit stubborn in the second period with how we moved the puck, but our third period was simple, fast, smart, and very well executed.
A lot of discussions about Kyle Connor and improved play in certain areas, leading your team in goal scoring, straight line speed, his hands. But what about his east-west ability and the ability now to navigate out of traffic with the puck? Has that been an improvement that you've seen over the last year, year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, experience for those guys does mean an awful lot, knowing when you can try those moves and when not to. And then when Mark and Blake are going, I think they both those guys were affected pretty greatly by their illness, and now they're back moving. So you open up ice, and that's what their strength is, right? If Mark Scheifele has the puck, you need to be, you know, you have to have somebody on him, but Kyle and Blake are going to get out of the way. They're going to find holes. I thought, especially in the third period, they were very, very good at deciding when to be creative. You know, that's a fantastic pass by Mark, and Kyle gets out into that hole. But they put a lot of pucks deep, and they hung on to pucks in the offensive zone. And that's, I think that's why their goalie doesn't come out. They get that extended shift in the offensive zone. It's a smart shift. They don't throw pucks away. They didn't force it. So that kind of speed and skill backs people off.
In terms of Seattle-Vancouver back-to-back, is this manageable? Because you could barely, I think, open up or get a chapter read in your book on the plane ride.
Yeah, we would like to think so, right? That this is shorter than the bus ride from L.A. to Anaheim last night. So we're at the hotel by 12:30. And back-to-back is a challenge. It's more of a challenge if you're 4-6 like we are than the back-to-back. And our minutes are fine, right? Kyle had a few minutes, but that's only because Kyle and Mark were out there for the full two on the power play because they had great control. Everybody else's minutes, Paul, are right where they need to be. We should have good energy here tonight.
Okay, and finally, they've got a new coach in Bruce Boudreau, a guy you know very well. So he's only been here for a couple of games. He can't tactically change everything. So what's the first thing that you're going to notice about his team tonight in Vancouver?
Oh, they're going to skate a whole hell of a lot better. And that's not an indictment of Travis Green. That's if you're playing in a Canadian market and you're going through what they're going through, it weighs on the players. It's real. Right, and this game is so much about emotion and confidence and feeling positive and the energy you get from your home crowd. When you are feeling embarrassed about your play in front of your home crowd, you know you're carrying a piano. So that piano got lifted off all these guys. They've got a good team, and that's the frustration there was they like their team. They've got lots of skill, lots of speed, nice little piece of bite in their game with some guys. So they're a better hockey team than their record, and that's what happens when you fire a coach. There is a reset button, and the pressure comes off in a market like Vancouver, so these guys are at least a half step faster. Eventually, you will see this team go to a speed game, and they've got enough, and they've got enough skill, and it's young skill, and Jim Rutherford will come in. They'll find kind of that heartbeat of the style of play, and Bruce is very, very good at the speed offensive game.